for the Giants in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one more left on. The Giants now have left six men on and four turns at bat. So at the end of three and a half innings of play, the score in the ball game, the Dodgers won and the Giants nothing. All right, Dale was out on a force play his first time up. Reese to follow, Roseborough after that. Worthington was a little slow coming out. He was the last batter in the inning, so went to the dugout before coming to the mound. The Giants defensively have Jablonski at third, Spencer at short, O'Connell at second, and Lachman at first. Sauer, Mays, and Mueller in the outfield. Worthington pitching and Thomas doing the catching. Tomorrow, the final game of the series between the Dodgers and the Giants. They play their last series of the year next week at the Polo Grounds, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A big Monday doubleheader Labor Day here at Ebbets Field with the Philadelphia Phils in town. And then Tuesday night, the Dodgers play the Phils in their farewell appearance at Jersey City for the year. Wednesday and Thursday at Philadelphia with a game on Thursday sent back to you on Channel 9 TV, 7:55. All right, set to play, last of the fourth, Charlie Neal steps in and Worthington looks down for a sign. Here's the windup and pitch. Curveball is inside off the hips and it's ball one. Neal hitting at 267 has 99 hits, 10 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Curve is down low, ball two. 2-0 count to Neal. The Dodger run came in the first inning. They had a spread in the second and another in the third. The Giants have had runners on in each inning but haven't been able to score. Here's a foul ball chopped down at the plate, and it's 2-1 now to Neal. Last of the fourth inning, Brooklyn 1, New York nothing. The windup in the 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, well hit to right field. This one is off the scoreboard. Neal around, digs the second now as the ball comes straight down Mueller's throw and not in time, cut off by O'Connell. And hit number 100 for Charlie Neal is a double off the scoreboard in right field. Hit number six for Brooklyn. Don Mueller turned and waited for the ball to come off the scoreboard, but it did not bounce off. It came straight down, and so Don had to go to the edge of the fence and make his play. Neal with an easy double to right field. And now before Reese steps in, Balmy Thomas goes out to talk to Worthington, so we have a confab at the mound. Score 1-0. The Dodgers now with a threat here in the fourth inning. Reese at bat, Roseborough to follow. See, we single to center his first time up, hitting 229. Charlie Neal down off second. Worthington out of a stretch. Now the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Worthington checks his runner, gets his sign now. He's in there waiting for the Dodgers. The check for Worthington, the pitch to the plate. Ground ball cut back to the middle of center field. Base hit. Here's Neal around third. He'll score as the throw comes to second from Mays, and the Dodgers lead 2-0. So Reese with his second hit gets home the Dodgers' second run. Neal scoring it. And it'll be Johnny Roseborough coming on now. The Dodger lead 2-0 here in the last half of the fourth inning. Roseborough singled to center his first time and then was cut off trying to get back into first. He rounded too far and Mays threw to second base and punches really the Lachman got him. Bullpen activity now for the Giants, a left-hander and a right-hander. Constable will be the left-hander. Nope. McCormick. All right, McCormick. And Stu Miller. Strike one count on Roseborough. Worthington ready again. Here's the pitch. Outside with a curve and it's ball one, strike one now to Johnny Roseborough. The Dodgers 2 runs on 7 hits. New York no runs on 4 hits. Worthington delivers, fouled away, and it's 1-2 now to Roseborough. strike, a light smoke, sending you play-by-play. The Dodgers and the Giants, game two of the series. One and two, Roseboro waiting. Reese edges off first. Worthington now set. Goes to first base, not in time. One and two. Here's the pitch. Fouled away, bouncing into the box seat on the right side. And a one-hand grab by one of the customers down there. One and two count. Reese again off first. Roseboro waiting. Takes it high outside for ball, and the count evens at 2-2. Turn two, nobody out, one run in. Neal doubled off the scoreboard and Reese singled him home. Roseboro now trying to keep the momentum going for the Dodgers. Turn two. Worthington set. Here's the pitch. Rolled out in front of the plate. Thomas out. Up with it. Goes to first base. In time there, and Reese is into second. Thomas looks like he had a notion to go to second, then changed his mind and went to first base to get Roseboro. And Reese advances on the ground out. It was not a bunt. Taps out in front of the plate. So Roseboro grounds out. Reese goes to second. And the batter will be Sal Magley. Magley stops at the on-deck circle to get his bat from Jim Gilliam. Struck out his first time, and he has one hit this year and 28 at bat. Reese on second, one out, one run in. The Dodgers lead 2-0, last of the fourth inning. Worthington checks the sign. Here's the pitch. Pop fly on the right side. Danny O'Connell and Whitey Lockman, and Lockman makes the call and takes it for the out. Magley on a pop-up to first base. Two away now with Jim Gilliam coming on. Junior hitting 252. Junior has grounded out twice, once to second, once to first. Al Worthington checks his sign. Reese edges off second. Here's the pitch. Gilliam takes a breaking ball inside, too low, and it's ball one. 1-0 on Junior. On deck, Gino Simoli, then to follow is Duke Snyder. Two outs, one on, one run in. Now the look. Here's the pitch. Low with a fastball in the count, 2-0. Two ball, no strike count on Gilliam. Reese edging off second. Spencer's trying to keep him close. Curve on the outside corner, taken for a strike, and it's 2-1 now to Junior. Two balls, one strike. Reese is second. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Pop fly on the left side. Jablonski chasing it in foul territory. Now he's there. He's got it. And the side retired as Gilliam fouls off to Jablonski down the third baseline. So the Dodgers out in the fourth inning with one run, two hits, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of four innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 2, the Giants nothing. Next delivery is inside around the knees, ball 2. 2-0 count to Danny O'Connell. He has fouled out and flat out. 0 for 2 today, hitting 263. Magley ready into the windup, and down comes the pitch. Curve is right in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike on O'Connell. Mueller on deck and Mays to follow. The Dodgers lead 2-0 on 7 hits. New York no runs on 4 hits. curveball, strike two called on Danny O'Connell. Snagley working the ball low to O'Connell. Got that one in there just above the knee. 2-2 the count. Val rubs up the ball. Dodger defense playing O'Connell straight away. Val ready. The windup and pitch. Outside the ball. 3-2 now to O'Connell. Two, Magley ready. The windup and down it comes. Fly ball to center field. Snyder goes back, way back now, and he's got it. This Snyder turned one of the dead runs straight away, deep center field, and hauled it down. So it's one away now with Don Mueller coming to bat. Don has one hit and one official at bat. He has singled and walked. This is a high curveball outside. Ball one to Mueller. Willie Mays on deck. Magley ready, delivers. Fastball just misses the outside corner. Ball two. 2-0 count to Don Mueller. Left hand header for the Giants at 266. The windup and pitch. Ground ball to the right side. One-handed by Hodges near the line, feeds Magley in time for the out, two away. Here's Willie Mays coming on, and Alan Roethlisberger with an interesting fact for you. Beginning today's game, the Dodgers pitchers had allowed no runs in the last 18 innings. You recall the overtime game on Thursday night against Chicago. The last nine by Robuck, no runs, and the shutout by Drysdale last night. Magley offers Mays a real grouper pitch, and Willie was tempted, but he didn't go after it. Now Willie walks around and kind of looks back at Sal and says, "What are you firing up for, Sal?" And he really pulled the string on that one. Willie didn't know whether to jump on that one or not, but it was low, so he let it go by. Ball one count to Mays. He has a single and on a force play. The pitch. Fastball is outside. Ball two. So as of right now, the Dodgers swing by the pitching staff is 22 scoreless innings. Mays swings on a curve and doesn't get it. 2-1. Willie had a big cut that time. Two balls, one strike. Two outs, top half of the fifth inning. The Dodgers lead the Giants 2-0. Val checks the sign with Roseboro. Here's the pitch. Pop foul off on the right side toward the dugout. It'll be out of play in the stands right behind the Dodger dugout. Count. Willie Mays waiting. Foul winds. Here's the pitch. High fly ball down the left field line, curling off foul. Now it'll be down in the stands and out of play. Romoli and Neal were giving that one a try. 2-2 to Mays. The amazing Willie Mays hitting 333. On the way to the plate. Curve is inside off the letters. Ball three. A full count now to Willie. 3-2. Magley ready with the payoff pitch. Down it comes. High foul over the top to the left side. So the count holds on Mays at 3-2. Bailey's back in again. Magley checks his sign. The windup, and again the 3-2 pitch. Base hit right through the hole to left field. To Mays, it's the 3-2 pitch. Hot liner right between Reese and Neal to left field. Off Magley, hit number 5, and for Mays, his second of the day. Coming on now is Ray Jablonski, and Jabbo has struck out twice, caught looking both times. Jablonski hitting 297. Magley now eyes Mays. Bluff's going, and the pitch to the plate is inside. Ball one. The last time Willie was on, he stole second when Roseboro threw the ball to center. Mays wound up at third base. Jablonski waiting. A ball one count. Two outs. Mays on with a single. Magley checks the runner. And now makes a throw over there, and Mays gets back easily. One ball, no strikes on Jablonski. Foul ready again. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, foul, just past third. And a 1-1 count now to Jablonski. And one, Ray waiting. At first base, Willie Mays. Dodgers lead in the ball game, 2-0. He's playing in the fifth. There's a foul ball hit back to the right and out of play. 1-2 to Jablonski. One and two. Mays a short lead off first. Magley with a stretch. Here's the pitch. Foul ball on the ground, back of the plate. So to Jablonski, the count holds. One ball, two strikes, there are two outs. Now the look. 1-2 pitch. A little high for ball two, and the count evens now. 2-2 on Jablonski. The Dodgers got one run in the first and one in the fourth. Lead 2-0, playing in the top of the fifth inning. This is Magley checks Mays. There he goes. The pitch is swung on a high fly ball, deep left field. Simone going back, and it's in there for a home run for Jablonski to tie the ball game. Jablonski gets the ball game all even now with his 8th home run of the year. Drives in Mays ahead of him. And here's Hank Sauer. He's struck out and flied to left. So we've got a brand new game now with two outs. Mays singled and Jablonski hit a home run. Magley now pitching to Sauer. Ground ball, one hop to Hodges, who was way wide of the bag, playing the right side by himself, and Hodges wins the race, side retired. The Dodgers on that play with Sauer at bat had Gilliam playing directly behind second base, so Hodges had the entire right side, and he made the play. So in the fifth inning for New York, two runs, two hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of 4.5 innings of play, it's a brand new ball game. The Giants 2, the Dodgers 2. All right, Gino at bat doubled his first time and scored the first run in the first inning, popped out in the third. Worthington now set to come to Simole with a win. Time called as a rubber ball is bounced on the field from the upper deck. Simone hitting 303 has 10 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Worthington into the windup, and here's his pitch. Curve is way outside, ball one. All tied up, 2-2, as Jablonski hit a home run with Mays aboard in the fifth inning to get her all even. Simoli at bat, Snyder on deck. Curve is again outside, ball two to Chino. 2-0 count. The windup in the sixth. Inside, bounces off Thomas's glove. And it's ball three now to Simoli. The count. Simoli at bat, Snyder on deck. Here's ball four inside, and Gino is on with a walk. That's the second free pass given up by Worthington. Up now, Duke Snyder. Duke has walked the single, hitting .288. Field moves to the right to play Snyder. Jablonski in at third, even with the grass, playing against the left-hand batter. Giant infield otherwise, double play depth. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Duke swings and misses. Strike one. Looks for a big curveball. McCormick and Miller in the bullpen again for the Giants down in left field. Count to Snyder. Worthington delivers. Duke swings and chops a foul off to the right of the plate. Strike two. Snyder has 78 runs batted in and 34 homers. On two count to Snyder. Simoli on first base. Score tied 2-2. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, gets by as Valmy Thomas, and down to second goes Simoli, makes a turn there, and holds up. The pitch was in the dirt and went right through the legs of catcher Valmy Thomas, and it's a wild pitch against Worthington. The count to Snyder, a ball and two strikes. Two to Duke. Simoli off second now. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball and Snyder goes down on strike. So Worthington is third strike out of the game. Coming on now is Gil Hodges, who struck out and popped out. Gil hitting .302. Simoli on second. Walsh moved down on a wild pitch. One out. Snyder out on strike. Hodges waiting now with Cirillo on deck. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch to Gill. High, and Thomas lost the throw to second base, but holds up as Simoli beats it back in there. Ball one count to Hodges. For the Giants, a right-hander, Stu Miller, a left-hander, Mike McCormick in the bullpen down in left field. 1-0 count to Snyder late. Smalley again with a good lead off second, and Spencer sneaking in behind him. Pitch to the plate. Pop foul. They're back upstairs. So the Hodges a count of one ball, one strike. Count. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike two on a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes now on Hodges. Last of the fifth inning, score tied 2-2. Dodgers took a two-run lead. And then Ray Jablonski at a homer with Mays aboard in the fifth inning to tie it up. Griffin got one in the first and one in the fourth. Simoli on second. Worthington ready now. Check. Here's the pitch. Half swing checked up in time, and it's ball two. 2-2 now on Hodges. Both clubs have had base runners in every inning. Two count, 2-2 score. One out, Camole off second. Worthington ready. Here's the pitch. Bouncer foul to the left of the plate. Time serves. Worthington gets a new ball to work with. And ready. Here's the pitch. Inside off the hips, and it's ball three. A full count now to Hodges, 3-2. Same club tomorrow at 2:00, the finale of the series here at Ebbets Field. Three and two to Hodges. One out, one on, last of the fifth inning. Now Worthington ready again. 3-2 pitch on the way. Gill swings and fouls it back. Grand two to Hodges. Stretch the look, and here's the pitch. Gill swings a long drive to left field, pulling foul, and in the upper deck. Hodges gave him a thrill with that one, a long drive, deep to left field, but up foul. Gill has had 6 home runs in his last 11 ball games and has 23 on the year. He leads the club in runs Saturday with 84. Swung in a long drive to left field. This one is going, going, gone. Home run for Hodges. Gill Hodges, number 24, and 7 home runs in his last 12 ball games. Dodgers lead 4-2. Carl Farrillo to up now. The Dodgers out in front, using the home run by Hodges with Camole aboard. Drove in and run with a single in the first inning and then grounded out, pitcher to first in the third. Worthington now into the windup to pitch to Farrillo. Curveball is outside, ball one. Carl is hitting 291 and starting today's game was hitting 441 in the month of August. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed first strike. The count is 1-1. Takes a curve outside, ball two, and it's 2-1 now. The two RBIs for Hodges now runs his total to 86. Gill trying to hit the 100 mark and runs batted in. The pitch is in for strike two. Farrillo swing with it, and it's in there. 2-2 count. Run by Gill was his 10th during the month of August, and his lifetime number 295. That's a lot of minutes. 2-2, the wind-up and pitch to Perillo. Low and away, ball three. So a full count to Carl. We have one out, none on, two runs in. The Dodgers lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Strike three called on Carl. A curveball caught the inside corner knee high. Ball one from strikeout number four. And before Neil comes on, he'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter. Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 3:35 WOKO time.